Elena Ferrante's My Brilliant Friend has gripped readers around the world since the novel was published in 2011. Three others followed, and I devoured them all in Libya, Tunisia, Egypt. They were my escape from the turmoil I covered during a wave of revolts in the Arab world, an escape into the story of a lifelong female friendship that starts and ends in a poor neighborhood of Naples in the post-World War II political turmoil of Italy. The fourth and final season of the HBO series is out starting today on Max, and it follows the two women as adults, mothers, best friends, and sometimes frenemies. Alba Rohrwacher plays the narrator protagonist Lenu. Lila, the brilliant friend in the title, is portrayed by Irene Maiorino. During a visit to New York, they told me about what first drew them to this story. For Maiorino, there was a personal connection.
My best friend, she's called Alessia. She read the first book of My Brilliant Friend, and she say, "This child is you."
Wow.
And Alessia, for me, it's like Elena in the book, because we grew up together, but we didn't stay very close. And she studied in the north of Italy, and me, on the other hand, I stay in the south. So this is, in some way, our story.
And Alba, it was kind of amazing because your voice has been the narration of every season. You are the voice of Lenu.
Yes, yes.
And then all of a sudden you're there on screen.
Doing the voiceover almost 4 years gave me a very special and intimate knowledge about this character. And so arriving at the point when my voice and my face united was like arriving on a dry land after having made a journey through an ocean filled of emotions, yeah, fears, obstacles, and unexpected discoveries. And so I felt very powerful to finally find my voice and my body together.
Elena, known as Lenu, she's at this point leaving behind her marriage. She's going off with this man who she's loved since childhood, that at one point Lila loved as well, when you talk about Nino.
Yeah.
Irene, where is Lila in her life?
Lila is Rione.
Lila is in the Rione, in the neighborhood where they've grown up. She is a woman in power with a strong public persona. And at the same time, she has a new delicate area that revolves around her feelings for Enzo, who has a completely different resonance compared to the other men that Lila has been involved with in the past.
It's so interesting because I feel like Lenu and Lila really come into their own, especially Lenu, as an empowered person.
Yes, I think Lila is the driving force of Elena, and she's the mystery. You know, sometimes I imagine Lila as a ghost, as like a projection of Elena who gave her the strength to emancipate herself from the reality she was born. But sometimes I asking myself, is maybe Elena the driving force of Lila? Is maybe Elena the mystery that Lila is following? Like Elena goes horizontal, you know, experienced life and moving all over. Mm-hmm. She escaped from the Rione, she go to Napoli, then Pisa, Florence, Torino, and then France, New York. And Lila, she goes vertical. The journey of Lila is inside herself, like in the Greek tragedy.
How did you get into the complicated characters that you play?
I mean, it was a big responsibility because these characters have become symbols in which many women have recognized themselves, and maybe some women, through those characters, found the way to state themselves in a man's world.
Mm.
I remember at the beginning I was like, it was difficult for me to understand. She put her desires before everyone else, also before the daughters, for example. But slowly I started to understand her so deeply.
You both love and hate their relationship, and they both love and hate each other. If you could describe their friendship, because it feels like it's both extreme love, but sometimes hate and meanness.
These characters are so well written by Elena Ferrante in a magical way that when you act them, immediately every relationship felt true. we had like a Bible. The book was like our guide, because every day when there were uncertainty about the staging, about where the character was at that point, rereading the book always put us on the right path.
Mm. Elena Ferrante gives us always an answer, like a god, okay?
Yeah,
like a god.
Yeah.
Now, this is the final season, and the novels have long been published. How difficult is it to leave the story behind?
I don't know if in a future I will be able ever to left Lila. Thanks to Lila, I found again myself, because I was lost, and she gives me the strength to be what kind of woman I want to be. So in some way I shadow, but I'm not afraid about shadow. Without shadow, we don't have lights.
That's beautiful. Alba?
I mean, it was maybe the most incredible, exceptional, unique journey I ever done for a character. Elena Ferrante has the power to speak to every one of us. I had the feeling I have known her, and was difficult to say goodbye to her, to say ciao to her. Maybe the most important thing that I learned from her is how to stay and look, and just to be a testimony of the life that is going on all around you.
That's Alba Rohrwacker and Irene Maiorino, lead actresses in the fourth and the final season of HBO's My Brilliant Friend. The first episode is out now on Max. Maiorino spoke at times through interpreter Lilia Pino-Bluan.